this is a major shift in the course of war since now 4 months is that being trapped inside Khartoum and dedicated both of the two generals, two warring generals, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the leader of the regular army, SAF, and Mohammed Hamdan Daglo, the leader of the RSF, the Rapid Support Force. Now, when you are talking to going, manage to a very complex situation to leave the general command headquarters, using the Navy and the Air Force and going to the Red Sea city of Port Sudan. I think this is very symbolic. That means enhancing the parallel track of the war, which is political relations, looking for a negotiation or finding a peaceful solution for this horrific war. So there is a kind of advantage for this side, for the regular army. For sure, Al-Burhan is there. He went to Atbara and then to Port Sudan. Now he can travel abroad. He can manage a kind of support. So I think Egypt is an ally to the army for a long time. So going to Egypt, I think, is very significant. Egypt also in July managed a neighbor country conference summit, and it has its own initiative in order to find a peaceful solution to the conflict in Sudan. So
indeed, it's an important ally. But what will come out of this visit? What do you expect to come out of it?
As I said, considering this a shift from trying a zero-sum game scenario that each one tries to get a very clear victory on the other, now you are talking about a kind of compromise, a peaceful settlement. So going to Egypt is a recognition for this kind of long truce between them. So if it is more successful, I think if he managed to go to two other key regional power, what I mean is Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. So if you bring all these regional power on the table, I think we can see a kind of a peaceful scenario for a solution to this horrific war in Sudan.
A lot of people see Egypt as the ally of the army and might be interested in supporting the army militarily rather than supporting a peaceful settlement. And we have just seen that Egypt Air will resume direct flights to Port Sudan, where Al-Burhan has relocated from Khartoum. How do you see the role of Egypt here?
You see, Sudan, from the national security Egyptian perspective, is an Egyptian business. So it is very a key issue for the national security. The historical bond between Egypt and Sudan, don't mention that you have more than 4 million Sudanese living in Egypt. So all these, national interest, we cannot leave it aside and say, no, this is a business for Egypt. So Egypt is keen, and this is the official position of Egypt about the integrity of the Sudanese state. They don't want the war to spill over and to become like a tribal or an ethnic war. So when Egypt proposed its initiative in the summit of the neighbors, I think RSF, they accepted that. They didn't deny it. But the problem in Sudan, that the two parties are not prepared for a long stand truce for months. And this is what Egypt looking for. So if we combine all the other platforms for negotiation, Jeddah platform with Egypt platform, bring Chad in and also United Arab Emirates, I think we can reach solution.